For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Tuesday morning. It's Tuesday. Good morning. I hope you're doing great. I hope you're getting through the summer, and I know it's hot out there. I just hope you're just taking it all in and saying, okay, Lord, it's you and me today. What are we doing today? He's got your days marked. They're good. And just you discover it, don't you? You discover the plan. You yield and it unfolds before you. No surprises to God. Therefore, when you're taking your journey, you can always look up and say, now, God, that was a surprise to me, maybe, if you're going through that. But it wasn't a surprise to you. So what saith you on this, right? And God's right there working with you. But real quickly, we did do a second print now of our Determined mini books. If you would like one of those are now available once again. Just go to the website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com. You'll see a form there to click. It's $5. We pay for shipping and handling, and we'll get that out to you, especially if you missed the conference. You've got to have that with you. It's going to give you great incentive, all Bible-based, all Holy Ghost, on how to keep going, why it's important to keep going. So you write to me, and you'll get that. And I'm working right now on this teaching on Mary and Martha that I'll be delivering at our luncheon on July the 11th at Ralph's on the Park. These are great. We do these, we call them come in from the heat luncheons. A great mid-year kind of a checkup, touch-up, see how you're doing. A lot of our partners come. We haven't seen people during the summer. And we invite you to join us. Please come. But I love this. I'm learning some new things about Martha and Mary's lives. We're first introduced to them, my friends, in the final 6 to 7 months of Jesus' earthly ministry. So now it's kind of like in the month of October, early October. This is the Feast of Tabernacles. And Jesus and his disciples are journeying from Samaria to Judea. And they're coming to this village called Bethany. It's about 2 miles east of Jerusalem. And it's there in Bethany where they're invited to the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, two sisters and a brother. And we find through the scriptures that Jesus and his disciples frequent this house. That means they were dear friends. And here's how we're introduced to Martha and Mary, Luke 10:38-39. Now it happened as they went that he, Jesus, entered a certain village. And a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. Verse 39. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. The word heard there in the Greek, listened, or refers to one who is continually listening or continually hearing. How about this? Making a lifestyle of listening to God's word. Now, food for thought. Feast of Tabernacles. This is where Jesus makes these profound truths. I am the light of the world. If you abide in me, my word abides in you. Remember this other one? Before Abraham was, I am. So perhaps Mary's listening to all this. If she was there, and we think she perhaps was. It was a 2-mile walk from her house. So man, when Jesus comes to her house, she's like, you know what? I'm going to sit and listen to these words of Jesus. More tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.